7.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are here on location at the 2013 Bitcoin Conference.
That's right.
And if you've been tuned into the show over the past couple of days, then you know that we've been on a trip here. This is probably the first time you've heard my voice from the conference, but I'm here too, and Brian's here. Hello, Brian.
Hello, I am here.
Of course, I guess we should introduce ourselves for somebody who's just tuning in for the first time. I am Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are Free Talk Live. We do a live radio show every single night of the week, seven nights a week, and you can find our website at freetalklive.com.
Even in San Jose, California.
Yep, we don't quit for anything, guys. We're pretty hardcore. So what have you gentlemen thought about the conference so far? I've been having so much fun. It's busy. It's packed with people. There's like over 1,100 attendees yesterday, so probably more like 1,200 today because there's going to be some walk-ins, right?
Certainly. And as a matter of fact, they just kind of let the doors go open here at the very end, and I've seen people wandering in news.
There's a comic convention going on next door.
Yeah,
and
I've
I
gotten
think we're getting some crossover.
I've gotten some pictures of Batman and Spider-Man, and there's quite a Catwoman walking around here, too. I've got to say, there's Poison Ivy over there.
Yeah, and that Catwoman.
Harley Quinn, yep, and Catwoman. She's got a bullwhip, and... that bullwhip has all kinds of promises.
See what you're missing if you're not here at the 2013 Bitcoin
Conference. I mean, you think it's just Bitcoins, but no, it's life. It's everything.
Well, funny enough, a lot of these people who are here for the comic convention know about Bitcoins. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
they're gaining traction.
We've been talking to some of them about it. It's really fascinating.
Yeah,
but
so
you had you hosted the what is it, not for profits and Bitcoin panel?
Yes, today I was part of a panel discussion about nonprofits, and you've probably been hearing about this if you listen to the Liberty Radio Network or if you listen to Free Talk Live. You've heard me talk this up. There were three different organizations: Antiwar.com, the Free State Project, and Free Aid. And antiwar.com, that's pretty self-explanatory,
sure.
Right? Free State Project, movement of people to come move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom in their lifetimes. And Free Aid is a charity that provides volunteer first aid. So three different organizations, different ages, you know, different kind of structures, but we're all kind of in the non-for-profit or educational or charity sector. And so we did a panel talking about how we all use Bitcoin and how it benefits us and how, you know, charities and nonprofits can also benefit the Bitcoin world as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I hosted
went really well, and it was explicitly libertarian too.
Oh yeah,
really liked.
I hosted the funded entrepreneurs panel, and it's about, you know, venture capital. I learned things, frankly. You know, I mean, it's just I ran in there.
What kinds of questions did you ask those participants?
Well, the first thing I wanted to know is it a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a good idea to grow your business sort of more slowly, and other times it's a good idea to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
But every time you take somebody else's money, you take their attention, their concerns.
Their strings?
Yeah, their strings.
Yeah.
And with every relationship, you know, it requires compromise. And I thought it was interesting. They all seemed, at least at the front of the room, happy with their strings. And
does anybody get a sense of like dot-com-ishness from this whole conference? I mean,
I definitely do so
many Bitcoin startups. Okay, there's mad money flowing into them. VC money, venture capital, of course, and. You know, I don't know. I can't help but wonder, like, are some of these businesses going to crash and burn?
They are.
And they're going to wonder, you know, how could this possibly happen? And Bitcoin is being sold as the next big thing, like as big as the internet. I mean, I went to this GigaOM meetup Thursday, pre-conference. There were like 400 people there, standing room only.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they were talking about Bitcoin on the panel there, they had like speeches. And they were saying it's like the internet in 1992, and everybody here is in on the ground floor. And you could just see the dollar signs in people's eyes and the excitement. And I felt it, too. I mean, I feel really excited about Bitcoin. But then again, I was disappointed to hear so many people advocating for, like, great, you know, regulation and welcoming.
Well, I don't know about the advocation. I mean, the regulation is a reality. If you want to do business in Bitcoin, you're going to have to do, I mean, real business. I'm not talking about if you want to fiddle around or anything like that. But if you really want to do business, I mean, imagine for a second if a business like BitInstant.com, which is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to go about getting Bitcoins, if they were to just decide, we're not going to do any of that government
stuff. Well, that's different than saying we need regulation. We welcome regulation.
It's absolutely different. And I don't...
we should be working with the feds to regulate Bitcoin. We want them to regulate us because it gives them legitimacy.
They are regulating... Right, all they're actually asking for is regulation of their businesses. And that's fine if you want your business to be regulated. But the fact is they can't regulate Bitcoins. It's not possible
to... I'm glad about that.
Yes, and that's why Satoshi Nakamura or whatever his name is.
Nakamoto.
this is a fictional name. I don't take it seriously. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think most of the people talking were referring... I mean, not so much regulation, but more recognition. There are definitely the people here that were wanting regulation, no doubt about that, and plenty of them. But also, it really was more about just getting that recognition.
They want the legitimacy. They want to be recognized as real businesses,
right,
and not just
what they're doing. And just so that they can go about their day-to-day lives. And I can understand, you know, that need, especially in startups in particular, is a really, you know, important thing to have. But certainly, speaking of startups, I mean, I did definitely get the feeling. I mean, there's absolute palpable excitement here, no question about it. Every second of every moment.
Some people are making bad decisions.
Yes, and it did feel. You mentioned earlier it felt very dot-com-ish, okay, which was the dot-com bubble in the late 90s, early 2000s. And that, I mean, right down to going to the clubs and the wine's flowing and everybody's dancing and having a good time.
Wait a minute. Everybody's dancing? You mean all the dudes are dancing in the same room?
Right. Well,
full of men.
Exactly. Even that was .com. She was an absolute sausage fest. But it really had that feeling, and it had the feeling where a lot of people were kind of underselling or overselling, you know, their points of what they want. They either weren't asking for enough money or they're asking for way too little. So you felt like there was kind of a green nature, but at the same time, that is how emerging markets happen.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not an insult per se. It's just a reality, and I, you know, again, excitement, no doubt about it. No matter which way, you know, anybody was going, no matter which way the business would be flowing.
Well, if you have questions about, you know, what we've experienced this weekend or what things are like here, or if you have comments, or really, actually, still, we'll keep with the format of Free Talk Live. If you want to bring up anything that's on your mind, you can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE. We still have the phone lines open, 855-450-FREE. Not doing Skype tonight, but the phone lines are still there for you here on Free Talk Live. So, Mark, did you have something to say? You look like you had a comment.
I'm so thrilled to be here.
Okay. Absolutely.
I'm curious. I have a question for you. Like, what kinds of things were you asking the funded startup people, startup founders?
The first place I started is, there's people out in the audience. There are VCs out in the audience right now. There are people that want money out in the audience right now. I wanted to identify them with getting their hands raised. I wanted the advice of the panel. Is this a good idea? I mean, you know, in retrospect, do you think that you might have done things differently or better? And, you know, but that was my plan. Also, find out how do you go about getting venture capital? I mean, where do I go? What is this angel round?
What do you need to know?
What is the seed round? What is the, I think it had some kind of terminology, A1 round? I can't remember what it was.
Right.
But they've got these different terminologies for these different things. I don't know what they mean. Apparently, angels aren't so angelish. They can just come in and take shares of your business. I'm not exactly an angel.
Well, an angel is...
The angel could be a devil tonight.
Angel is... is like an individual investor, right, that's going to invest in your company. Often they have, ideological reasons for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, often an angel won't even really expect a whole lot in return. That's why they call them an angel, because they're doing it out of goodwill and not necessarily out of getting, say, shares or even options out of a company.
And angels might fund a company that, like, for instance, a venture capital firm who's a little more conventional and a little more focused on profit may not want to fund, right?
I suppose that's the case. I mean, you know, I don't know. No one's ever wanted up to me trying
to
kind of give them. want to see. Well, just come on in. Give us Free Talk Live money. I just didn't, you know, I kind of all very interesting to see how these the other world lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I also had, I had a really interesting weekend because I've been a part of this podcast called Let's Talk Bitcoin. I was on Free Talk Live talking about that last night, and I met my co-host on Let's Talk Bitcoin for the first time, did tons of interviews, like I would say 30 interviews over the the course of the weekend. So it's been busy for me, but really fun, and I've learned a lot.
And those interviews will go up at Let's Talk Bitcoin.com,
yeah. And if you want to call us tonight one more time, our number is 855-450-FREE. We will be talking with some very interesting people tonight from the Bitcoin 2013 conference. And we are Free Talk Live. Our website's freetalklive.com. More coming up in just a moment.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inns. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie, and Brian's here with me as well.
Yes, I am.
We've got a special guest with us tonight, and it is Ms. Teresa Wormke. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Stephanie.
Oh, I'm going to turn your mic up a little bit. Teresa, you are my partner at Free Aid, and Free Aid, what is Free Aid? It's a charity that provides supports volunteers who provide volunteer first aid. And I said volunteer a bunch of times, but you get the idea. We are an all-volunteer organization. And we were just on a panel discussion today about Bitcoin and nonprofits. So tell me, you know, why do you think that Bitcoin is good for nonprofits?
Well, the main reason it's good for us is...
Or charities, I should say, because, we can call ourselves a lot of different things, but it's sort of organizations that exist to help people out without necessarily the goal of profit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So one of the best ways that Bitcoin is good for charities is the... it provides a way for people to send us funds to help us support our programs, and it can be done freely without fees, except for maybe miners' fees if people wanted to.
Yeah,
make it go through quickly.
PayPal, huh?
Right, but hardly anything, and people all over the world can send us funds this way without having to bother with fees and without having to go through third parties or have a long waiting period or anything like that. So, of course, it's a really good way for charities to raise more money. There are some people that really prefer to only donate in Bitcoin. And
some people who will support Bitcoin-based charities just because they accept Bitcoin.
Exactly.
Yeah, from like a philosophical standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you're really trendsetting in this. I mean...
I think so, too.
Yeah. You're like the first one that is you're strictly Bitcoin. Is that accurate?
Not completely
accurate. Okay.
We do still have a bank account. Our bank doesn't charge us any fees, and they don't have any minimum balance. And right now I have about $8.50 or something like that in our bank account.
But mostly.
Yes. And the Lamassu Bitcoin machine made it really easy for me to send all of our cash that we raised with our fundraiser here. They were right next door to us, and I was able to just feed it into the machine. And now I don't have to worry about having a cash bag and keep it separate from my own personal money. As the treasurer, it really made it easy for me to operate.
So do you think if someone wanted to start a charity, a Bitcoin-based charity, it would be easier than starting one within the current existing system?
Well, certainly it's very easy to start accepting Bitcoin and keeping it separate, because each address can be tracked completely separately in the blockchain. And so that makes it really easy to open an account. That part is very easy. It depends on what your goals are. You know, some charities want to allow their donors to write off their donations on taxes, and so they want to get into the system so that they can apply for 501c3 status and be able to be all in that. But Free Aid never really wanted to be in the system. We went into it very reluctantly because I didn't want to have a bank account combined with my own personal accounts, and I wanted it to be an organization that was operating professionally, auditable, and transparent. And Bitcoin now allows for all of that. And so if I had known what was possible back when we founded, I certainly would have not gotten a taxpayer ID number and wouldn't have started it in the system bank account.
So here's the crazy question. How worried are you about the government knocking on Free Aid's door saying, what are you doing? What is this?
I have to tell you, I want to say bring it on.
I like that answer.
Bring it on. Just like George Bush, right?
Oh, gosh. No, I hope not. Anyway, I definitely, we received about $3,000 donations last year. We're about to publish a report on our website. So we believe in being fully transparent as a charity. We want our donors and future donors to know how we spend our money, how much funds we raised. And we are all volunteers. None of us take salaries. We do help support our volunteers who are going to be providing first aid at, like, Porkfest. We're offering them one Bitcoin travel subsidy each for the proven volunteers. And so we try to funnel our funds back into our organization and help people do their projects that they want to do and show their good work. And so we're going to be all transparent about that. And if IRS wants to come after us, or if the feds or marshals want to knock on our door, that we will definitely continue publicizing this. Our blog is hosted by Freedom Blogs, which is also, you know, it would be interesting to see them try to just try to shut off our communication lines if they went after that for, and they provide that to us free of charge and free of advertising, one of our early volunteers. And so, we would definitely publicize if anyone went after us, and they would find $8.50 able to be confiscated from our bank account right now. I try to keep that balance pretty low. Just I like to be out of the system as much as possible and keep the risk low of anything like that happening. And with PayPal, I always try to keep it low just because they come after us randomly a few different times. So.
Created that a couple of experiences, which you talked about in the panel discussion today, where they basically just locked down FreeAid's account, even though, you know, you had sent in all the paperwork and it looked like it was good to go. But once, it was after receiving a large donation, and the other one was what they wanted additional paperwork for some reason.
Yeah, they wanted my own personal Social Security number, even though I had already provided FreeAid's taxpayer ID number, and they wanted that before they would let me use PayPal here, which they didn't tell me about in advance. They just demanded, they locked down our account and demanding this information without being transparent about that up front.
Right. So these are some problems that charities and nonprofit organizations can face within the legacy banking system. It's like, it's really easy to have those things happen, and they kind of do distract from your mission of helping people, which is what you want to focus on when you're this kind of organization, right?
Absolutely. And it was a whole lot of work to write out the 501c3 application with the IRS, and in order to avoid having that liability of having to either file tax returns, even if we would never have owed anything, but even having to avoid that liability, the way to avoid that in the future is to apply for 501c3 recognition from the IRS, and it was a huge effort. You know, Stephanie and I both worked on it quite a lot,
and
Garland, my other our other co-founder, Garland, really worked hard on this whole process. And
it was very discouraging because you know, we're a small organization, we have a small team of people, and we devoted a significant part of our resources to basically asking for permission. Can you please recognize that we are in fact a charity? And it took them a year to get back to us almost, and they denied it.
Yeah, they demanded we reorganize and file new state paperwork and have additional delays and recurring fees. And
by the way, Teresa, did you hear about this whole scandal where like the IRS was denying so-called Tea Party organizations nonprofit status? That came out just recently, and our application was denied like back in March or April. So I'm kind of wondering, like, do you think FreeAid fell under that?
It certainly did cross my mind.
Yeah,
that might have, we might have been part of all of that. So
in the end, they said that we were organized as an LLC, and that an LLC cannot be a nonprofit organization. Which, okay, we didn't know that. You know, we would have had to hire some lawyers to find that out.
Apparently. Exactly.
We're a small organization. So
you know, that's the ridiculous thing of all this is that you were willing to, you know, play ball, essentially, with them, and yet they just make it so ridiculous that you can't even do it. Even when you're willing to and want to, they just won't let you.
Yeah.
Well, it's a hassle for sure.
Yeah.
But Bitcoin, you know, really helps charities and nonprofits. And Teresa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you. It was so fun to be here. And great.
FR33aid.com, FR33aid, to find out more about FreeAid, the first Bitcoin-based charity. Okay, there's more coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450. Free is our phone number, as always, if you want to call and get your thoughts in. Stay tuned.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You are listening to the live Sunday edition, and not only are we live, we're live on location at the Bitcoin 2013 conference. It's me, Stephanie, with you, and Brian's here, too.
I am here.
Mark has stepped away to do some promotion for Free Talk Live. He's posting pictures of us to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, which, by the way, you can find at news.freetalklive.com. I think you can go directly there if you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, but news.freetalklive.com will also take you to our Twitter feed and our mailing list in case you want to keep up with the show there. And since we are at the Bitcoin conference, I want to let everybody know about Bitcoin Store. They've got a booth here, and they are doing exceedingly well. And we've spoken with some of the guys from Bitcoin Store here on at the conference. What is Bitcoin Store? Well, it's a place where you can find nearly half a million items, actually more than half a million items, ready for shipping immediately. So they're ready to go. And they are at 0% markup. They're coming from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. And, I mean, this is just a great deal. It's an easy way to change your Bitcoins into real-world electronics, things that you want, things that you can use every single day. And you can save money. You can do it discreetly. All they need is a shipping address. All you have to do is go to bitcoinstore.com, see what they have to offer. Check it out. You know, it's an interesting thing to see, even if you don't, you know, have anything you immediately need in mind. If you go there, I'm sure you'll find some items that inspire you. So, okay, our number here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE. We are live at the conference, but, of course, you can still call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. We've got a guest here that I'm really excited to meet today and talk to. We're talking with Jason King. He is basically a homeless activist, I would say.
Advocate.
He is not homeless.
Yeah.
Homeless. I didn't know how to say that, Jason.
It's cool.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, Jason, you're based out of Florida.
Yeah, Pensacola.
And you run a couple of organizations that are helping advocate for the homeless, put them basically, you know, to work building homes for other homeless and also, you know, get them food. Is that right?
Yeah, totally. The building homes thing is brand spanking new. Actually, we started building the prototype this past week. It's actually being completed right now. It's actually the only negative thing about me being at the Bitcoin convention is I'm not there to see the end product get built. We've actually been putting homeless people to work. You know, as well as volunteers building houses.
Voluntarily, right? Like, yeah. They have to want to work for you.
No, we whip them and we're like, you will take this money. And
it's just like ancient Egypt.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. You know, we feed them sort of a mead concoction, inebriated, and we put them to work. Actually, there's a really special demographic in the homeless element in Pensacola, which is most of them, or a large portion of them, were actually brought in to rebuild Pensacola after Hurricane Ivan just destroyed the town. Mm-hmm. And so they came and they got us back up on our feet as a city, and then after all the work went away, we just left them to die, essentially. If they didn't have support or ways to get back to where they were from, we're just like, you know, go away, hobo.
Wow.
And so it's really sad, but
a lot of that comes from the city. I mean, it wasn't just left them, you know, out on the street. It was the city has a lot of policies that make it really difficult to be homeless.
Yeah, and they're getting worse. And so it's actually this Thursday it'll actually effectively be illegal to be homeless in Pensacola, Florida.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, they came out with four ordinances that they just railroaded through about 2 weeks ago, and it's the big one is the no camping ordinance, which is the exact copy of the ordinances that were passed in Orlando, Florida, that basically made it illegal to be homeless down there. And then it's tacked onto that is it's illegal to bathe in public, and then right behind it is a separate ordinance that makes it illegal to bathe in a public restroom. So it's essentially if you're homeless, you know, you have no right to sleep and you have no right to be clean. And so we're not even talking about civil rights violations. We're talking about human rights violations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's really terrible. And at the city council meetings, it's literally overwhelming. Everyone came down, you know, against these ordinances. One business person stood up and was for them, but even her had a caveat that was, we should build a bunch of infrastructure to help these guys before we do this. And they were just like, it just fell on deaf ears. It was,
wow.
It was really sad. It was really sad because it was Boy Scout government night. So all these Boy Scouts came in to watch how their government worked. And they got to watch their city council, like, just be evil to, like, the people that needed the most help in their society.
Well, that's a lesson in reality.
Yeah. I really pissed the city council off because when I got back up to speak after they had approved the first reading of this ordinance, I said, hey, it's really great that you guys came out to take an interest in your government. You know, the president of the city council just spoke about how this is a democracy and that's great. Well, I want you to know that this is not how the democracy is supposed to work, but this is in fact how your government works. So it's important for you to be here and actually watch how this works so you have a better understanding of what actually goes on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, just to put it like in a little bit of perspective quick, I mean, I don't know if like any guys or even women, you know, in the listener audience has ever just, you know, before they went to a party, went into the gas station bathroom and just kind of washed up, you know, a little bit before they went. Make sure they're looking fresh. That is essentially illegal by this ordinance.
And it's actually worse than that because we actually had, you know, one of the dissenting council members actually said, so, you know, if before a council meeting I'm running late and I run in and I have to shave in the bathroom, you're going to arrest me? And the chief of police said, oh, no, we wouldn't arrest you.
Oh, I see how it works.
Right. So it was, so I actually called them out on it. They kept using the word discretionary with it. And I said, what you're actually talking about is discriminatory. You're actually being discriminatory. In how you're enforcing the law or plan on enforcing
the law. No equality under the law.
Yeah, it was really just a ridiculous circus. They brought in the Escarosis Coalition for the Homeless, which is like a large homeless advocacy group, and they were supposed to sort of soften up the crowd as to like all of the services for homeless that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was the guy sat there very solemnly and was like, The homeless problem in Pensacola is getting much worse, and we're getting much less funding. And then the mayor's aide jumps in and is like, see, we're doing all this great stuff for the homeless. And I'm like, did you even hear the same speech that I just heard?
Yeah.
Because we have over 1,000 homeless in Escambia County, and we have 30 shelter beds for them. So it's like, I mean, if you do simple mathematics, like, this is just a ridiculous problem. And even fiscally, it's ridiculous, because it's $36,000 a year to house someone in the penal system. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
and their choice is to go to jail if they get arrested by violating one of these ordinances. Yeah.
So, and it's like this little humorous tidbit that in these ordinances that they have put that there's no financial impact to the community on it. I'm
BS.
Seriously, we're talking millions of dollars in financial impact.
Unbelievable.
So, and then, of course, they have this ordinance against distributing sandwiches, right? There was Food Not Bombs Orlando who got all mass arrests, right?
That's actually what we expect next. So that, because they're following sort of the exact guidelines. And openly, they're saying, hey, this is completely based off of legislation that got passed in Orlando. You know, it stood up in the appellate court in Orlando, so this is great. We can totally screw all these people, and it'll hold up in the court.
Yeah.
And it was real. And you can go to cityofpensacola.com. There's videos from these city council meetings, so you can see what happens. But there's this really dirty thing where the city administrator, Bill Reynolds, sends out an email that was copying the findings from the appellate court in the 11th Circuit.
Right.
And he actually redacted a huge portion of it. Mm. And that portion of it was saying that the reason that these laws were upheld in Orlando was that Orlando has an abundance of homeless shelters, and that, like, even during hurricanes, they never reach capacity, whereas in Pensacola, we have none. We have, like, virtually none. So
he
literally
just take that out of
cut
there.
This out.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, see, this holds up. It's totally good. And so I brought that up there, and you know,
yeah. So I just want to mention that you're doing this with Bitcoin. You are a Bitcoin-based homeless advocate.
Completely. We've only ever taken donations in Bitcoin.
Impressive.
And we will continue to do that in the future.
That must make it easy for you to concentrate on your work.
Yeah, totally. Bitcoin's been great to us. The Bitcoin community has been fantastic to us.
That's the tie-in with Bitcoin. That's why you're here. And I think it's great. So, I mean, I'm curious, like, what makes you passionate about helping homeless people? Have you been homeless yourself? Or?
I had a really brief stint with homelessness, and kind of a weird situation is that I've built and sold a couple of startups, and I was really big in the startup scene.
Mm.
And I actually was going through a rough time in my marriage, and got a job in Seattle working for a really great tech company, but all my funds were frozen from an impending divorce. It didn't actually end up happening.
Yeah.
My wife and I actually made up and got back together. It was fantastic. But there was a period where it wasn't like that.
Right.
So I actually showed up on the ground in Seattle, was working for a very prestigious company, and had no home and no finances. So I was actually living in a storage closet, getting up early, going and showering, and then going to meetings and just like living this double life.
Where can people find you online?
Seansoutpost.com, SEA. ansoutpost.com.
All right, Bitcoin-based homeless advocacy. Thank you so much, Jason King. I appreciate you being on the show.
Rock
this
roll.
Is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, 855-450 free, our number as always. There's more coming up.
Cool.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. It's me, Stephanie, here with you. Brian's here.
I am here.
And Mark is here, too, but he's kind of stepping away from the microphone for just a moment because we've got guests with us. We're going to talk next with David Schwartz, lead developer of Ripple. Chief cryptographer, in fact, I could call you that. And if
I like that title for someone, that's great. Chief cryptographer.
Yes, I want to be a chief cryptographer of something. I guess I'll have to make my own Bitcoin fork and make my own Stephanie coins. So we're going to talk about Ripple and what is Ripple. But first, I want to let you know about something very important. BitInstant.com is the fastest and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. There are lots of people here this weekend, and there's a BitInstant booth, and I bet a lot of them have bought bitcoins through BitInstant. That's because it's really convenient to do so. It makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including just from your computer. You can do it completely online. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account and where your account is. They'll walk you through it. Then you can make a cash deposit and get your bitcoins probably by the time you get home. And if you want to find out more about that, go to BitInstant.com. Okay, and you are listening to Free Talk Live. We still have open phones, as usual, so you can call Free Talk Live and bring up anything that's on your mind, or maybe you have questions for one of our guests. That would be fine with us as well. The phone number is 855-450-FREE. So, okay, let's get into talking with David. I'm really excited to have you here, by the way. I've just myself just gotten interested in Ripple. I just made an account a couple days ago, and I think I'm kind of in at the beginning stages, right? So tell me the elevator pitch. What actually is Ripple?
Ripple is the usual elevator pitch we give is free PayPal. But
that sounds great to me.
That's a pretty good two-shot one there.
Start with the use case rather than more what it does. But it really is about currency choice. It's about being able to hold the currency you want and pay people the currencies that they want without having to think about it, with it just working. So you want to give somebody $10, you tell Ripple you want to pay them $10, you push the button, they get $10, and it's done.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say the phrase "it just works" doesn't come to mind when I think about PayPal.
Well, exactly, because it's a centralized payment system. It's run by an authority. They can impose any rules they want on the system, and it's tied to particular currencies.
Right. Now, Ripple's open source. Is that how would you say you've implemented open source with Ripple?
Almost all of Ripple is open source. We have a few pieces that are not open source yet that we're working on in the next couple of months. It's going to be an open source, fully distributed, no central authority system.
Right.
So that means no one will be able to control it. Nobody will be able to run it. Nobody will be able to make it do something that the users of the system don't want it to do. And we think that's very important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. So it's kind of like Bitcoin in that way, that it's totally decentralized and it's based on peer-to-peer. So tell me a little bit more detail about how Ripple works. There's a peer-to-peer aspect of it, and it has something to do with lending. Can you explain that?
So when things are traded inside Ripple, people assign them values, and people can create assets that have values and trade them. And in kind of blanking.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, so I signed up for an account with Ripple, and what it allows you to do is, like, you can have people on Ripple on the network that you trust, in quotes, right?
Exactly.
But you don't just have to trust them and it's, like, on or off. You can trust them up to a certain amount of, like, dollars or bitcoins or something like that. Is that right?
Right. And that gets into the community credit aspect that we think is more to the future than today. That's kind of where we hope the world will go. And the way I explain that to people is I say, what if you needed some money to buy groceries? You could probably borrow it from your friends if it was socially acceptable to ask them. But that's very awkward because you have to keep track of who owes who money.
Hey, man, can I have $50 for some groceries? I promise I'll pay you back tomorrow.
Yeah, IOUs on a sticky note don't work really well.
But you would help a friend move. You would give them $50 worth of labor, and you would just expect that they would help you out when you needed help.
Right.
But
yeah.
You can't do that for money because of all of these obstacles. Like, do you ask somebody to pay you back? Well, inside Ripple, you can say, I'm willing to lend my friend up to $50 if they need it. And they can borrow it without going to you, and they can pay you back without going to you, and the system makes it inherently fair and tracks it. So if those are the obstacles to borrowing money from friends, which we hope they are, then if we knock those obstacles down, maybe people will do that. And if a community does that as a whole, then money becomes not something that you store at the bank or something that you get from the government, but it becomes something that arises from the relationships between people, and that can change the world.
Yeah, there's two points I like about this, just off of what we're hearing, in that the decentralization of it is great. Okay, I mean, that's very exciting. But then just the fact that, you know, there's this common, I consider it a misconception, that if there wasn't somebody, you know, out there, if there wasn't, like, the government or someone to tell you you have to help this person with getting food or something like that, nobody would do it. Everybody would just be greedy. But like you're saying, is that this is a test to show that, no, people will actually help out their friend and people will lend them money. Now, I have the question, though, is this, when you send dollars to Ripple, does it go, and say the person needs $50 or wants to lend $50, whatever, is it going to be $50 or is it this XRP? Because XRP is what's based in Ripple, right?
XRP is Ripple's native currency.
Okay.
It's a sort of internal currency. It's like the Bitcoin of Ripple.
But you can use other currencies in Ripple.
Exactly. Ripple is about currency choice. And XRP is kind of like a sort of glue currency or a meta currency that kind of can be used to pull things together. So if I want to pay you dollars and I don't have dollars, I have yen, one of the ways that you can find a path is to sell the currency you have for XRP and then buy dollars. And that keeps the path shorter. Because if I have some odd asset and you have some odd asset, there may not be someone who wants to buy exactly the thing that I have and will give me exactly the thing that you want.
Right, and XRP can cross borders, too.
Hold on a sec. So I just want to get this clear for people who are listening. So if I need a loan to buy groceries for $50, let's say, and I know Brian, but he doesn't have $50 to loan me or something like that. Brian knows David. David has $50 or maybe some $50 in yen or something to loan me. Then I could get that loan from David through Brian, essentially?
Exactly. And you could settle the loan the same way. So while you could get a loan indirectly, you can settle a loan indirectly. If I owe you $50 and I don't want to necessarily have to pay you back and someone owes me $50, then they can cancel that debt out. So you don't necessarily have to settle in cash. That's another obstacle to lending is settlement.
Right, right.
It's
right.
Inconvenient, especially for people who don't see each other often or, you know, it's just awkward. It's much simpler if you can just do it in some sort of a system that keeps it fair.
Right. Okay. So it's hard to wrap my mind around this, but I think I'm getting it, and it sounds really revolutionary. What I want to know is, do you think that, like, obviously I think this is a great thing, but do you think that governments will somehow try to deem this illegal, and even if they could, like, would they be able to do anything about it?
There's a lot of reasons that I don't. One of the reasons that I don't think that it will happen is because the economic benefits will outweigh the economic costs. So you, even if the government has objections to things that happen on the Internet, they don't try to shut the Internet down. I mean, not in anything remotely resembling a democracy. Mm-hmm. But also, you can either prohibit something or you can regulate it. It's very hard to do both. I don't think a lot of marijuana tax stamps get sold. They exist. It's an attempt to regulate marijuana, but nobody complies with the regulations. It's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why bother, right?
Yeah, good example.
So I think that the opportunity to regulate, most of the people who use the system are going to be honest, and they'll comply with regulations. They don't want to help money laundering. They don't want to help finance terrorism. So they'll cooperate with those regulations so that the government will leave them alone, and then the government will have to allow it or lose that cooperation.
Hmm. Do you consider yourself a libertarian?
I absolutely do consider myself a libertarian.
Awesome.
I come from a family of libertarians.
Cool.
Right on.
Yeah, I think we're right there with you. I mean, yeah, absolutely, we are right there with you. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons I was so excited about Bitcoin when I first heard about it, and Ripple, because I think it really allows people to break out of the confines of a system that really slows progress and stops progress in a lot of ways, and do something that empowers themselves. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
So how do people get in? Like, if they want to sign up for Ripple and start using it, are you kind of fully public yet, or what's the situation?
We're fully public, and because we don't operate as any kind of a central authority, we can't stop people from doing whatever they want on the network, and we wouldn't try to do that if we could. So anything you'll ever be able to do, you can do today, as far as we're concerned. The problem, just like with Bitcoin, is the rest of the ecosystem, ways to get money in, ways to get payments through, and we're working on that. So it works today. You can sign up today. People use Ripple today to buy and sell Bitcoins. They use Ripple today to buy and sell XRP. And those are the real-world use cases right now. There aren't enough people that you can use it to make payments other than just to show how nice it is. So we're a little bit behind Bitcoin in that sense.
But you have to have XRP to participate in the system, to trust anyone. Is that right? Isn't there a small cost in XRP to becoming a part of the network and trusting people?
There is. We're trying to hold that at around a dollar or less. We don't want that to be an obstacle to the use of the system. It's mostly just to prevent somebody from creating millions and millions of accounts and clogging the system to the point where legitimate users can't use it. So
okay.
We're trying not to make that an obstacle. We're also going to be giving away enormous amounts of XRP. One of the nice things about having something that you created is that you can give it away. And
yeah.
We're trying to figure out the best ways to not just give it away and get people to use Ripple, but also to do good at the same time, like going into third world countries and those kinds of things. So we're actively looking for good ideas for how can you put people on a payment network and give them something in a way that does good.
That sounds so powerful. And David, thank you so much for being on the show. Ripple.com is your website?
That's correct.
Ripple. Thank you so much, David Schwartz. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1, or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.